Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, we celebrated the birth of our nation on the 4th of July. 246 years ago, our founders wrote the Constitution that has set the guideposts for us to live by. Our people are not governed by a dictator like Russia and China and many other countries. Are we perfect? No. We have inequality, racism, sexism, religious conflict. But don't ignore the progress that we have made. For a long time, women were not even allowed to vote. And look at them today, running big corporations, serving our boards of directors. They're on the Supreme Court. We just got our first black woman Supreme Court justice. Barack Obama served as our first black president of the United States. And in his election, he received majority votes from white state Iowa. In 1776, most black Americans were slaves. I'm not suggesting that we're done, but we have made enormous progress. We didn't become the richest, most powerful nation in the world by accident. We've held our democracy together over all these years with all the conflicts and wars that we've fought. And now we have loud, angry disputes over gun control, abortion, war in Ukraine, climate change. Well, on the positive side, our Constitution gives us freedom of speech. Let the differences of opinion be heard on TV, in the papers, on the radio. The dictatorships of the world, well, they restrict their press. I have confidence that we will sort this difference out and move on to a better day. I want to close with a quote by a former senator who ran for president in 1970s, and he lost, but his reputation as a devout, very religious leader lives on. Senator McGovern, Democrat, South Dakota, and I quote, "It is time to live more with faith and less with fear, with an abiding confidence that can sweep away the strongest barriers between us and teach us that we are truly brothers and sisters." Senator McGovern stood out as a leader for social justice and supported U.S. responsibility to feed the world. God bless America. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.